So one thing I don't think I've ever talked about is my motivation for why I go through life. Why am I trying to accomplish the things that I do? Why do I aim for the things that I do? And came up recently when I had to kind of tell my little life story to someone. I went on a date, right? Went on a date. It was nice. And on that front, I have gone on several dates in the last 2 years. And they've been nice. They've been, they're all decent. But it just, either I wasn't ready, I didn't feel it. I just, so far, nothing yet. But in any case, I had to talk about me, what I do, why I'm into it. And so I want to go to space. Like when I look up at the stars at night, I see the future. I see my legacy. And it was the same way back when I was a little kid. The thing that got me to first be interested in space was Armageddon, which is funny because of that whole NASA used Armageddon to point out how many glaring mistakes there is in the movie. But for me, it was inspiring. Bruce Willis is awesome. Aerosmith's daughter, beautiful, had. Who was in it? Was Brad in it? Or was it, no, not Brad. Who was in it? Ben Affleck, that's who it was. Really good. Made me cry. That's when I learned I was an emotional kid. So I was like, man. And I don't know, I was like, what? Six, when I first saw it, I don't know how I had the presence of mind to know that me, I probably wasn't going to be an astronaut, but I could be the person that works on the spaceship that sends the astronauts to space. So from then on, I started looking up engineering, learning what it was, and so it was aerospace engineering. And that was like my goal all the way through high school. That's what got me to go to the Science and Engineering High School at Townview. All the way up until Limitless came out with Bradley Cooper. Oh, great movie. Robert De Niro. I saw that and I was like, man, the markets look fun. And obviously for him, it got him to propel forward. So I was like, I can do that. I can figure it out. I can use it to accomplish my goals. So that's what I set out to start doing. Very slowly, apparently. Started reading books, looking videos up on YouTube on what this means, what that means. Watching CNBC every day, not knowing what the hell they were saying. It literally sounded like Greek to me, but hey, I was learning. I was feeling good. I was also going to Mountain View for community college, and I happened to take physical geology. The reason why was simply to have a physical science credit that would transfer to Oklahoma State. Didn't really have any particular, affinity for any of that. I just was like, hey, it's a convenient. So I took it. I absolutely fell in love with it. Had no idea that I would be this into geology and rocks and minerals, but I was. I remember there's a big ass thick textbook, and we only had to read certain chapters out of it. for the exams that we ended up taking, but I read it all. Not because, you know, we had to or whatever. I just wanted to know more. And we weren't covering these topics, and I thought they were interesting, so I read about them. So that's what got me into geology as well. Now, this is all in terms of academic and kind of the overall vision. But in all honesty, what started to propel me forward to do these things was love and money. Money definitely was a big part of it. But I started to fall in love when I was my last year of middle school, and it got me. We broke up, and I was like, man, like, I really want her back, so I'm gonna work out until she comes back. And obviously that didn't work, but it did get me into the best shape of my life and help me become athletic, which is kind of funny. So one thing that I was doing for a girl actually progressed my life in a way that really helped, even though she wasn't in my life anymore. The same thing for the next girl who broke my heart. Was doing it to get her back. Ended up taking nearly a decade, but my life is in a much better place because her breaking my heart pushed me to want to have something better, and that something better made me aim higher, and aiming higher put me on a path that got me in the direction I needed to go. And just like the first, she hasn't been in my life for that entire decade, and probably never will, and that's fine. At the time when I first started on that path, of course I was devastated, working every day thinking about our future. Then slowly over time, drifted away into nothing. Time does heal everything, because as I look back, I can remember the devastation of my heart being broken, crying all the time. I remember, like, if I think back to those memories, I can remember just like a dark cloud over all of them. It's very, very gloomy, very dark. But pushed through, and I'm way better. Did I do them because of her? For a time, yeah. Then after a while, the idea of her, or getting her back to push me forward, started becoming less and less, and it was more just for me. And yeah, I know that none of this is healthy at all, because I should never do anything for someone else for that reason like that, but it's what works for me. Like, it really creates like a raging fire inside of me that propels me to do incredible things. And eventually I realized that I never needed them in the first place, and I'm in a better spot in my life, and now I have all the fruits of my labor to enjoy with someone else that would actually appreciate me for me. Now that last part is what I realized from the last breakup I had. Because she wasn't very mature, but neither was I. I thought I was, but I wasn't. But she wasn't either. And it was my hope that I had loved her. When I left her, I loved her. But it was my hope that without me being there, because I wasn't helping her grow, because I didn't know how, without me being there, she would grow. She would live life. She would have experiences. She would figure herself out. And in time, when we were both in a better place in life, we could reconnect. Now, I made that conscious decision. I did. Even though I told her I would never leave, that's on me. I was being very stupid. I was being an asshole to her. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was. And before I made this realization, I was like, no, I can't do it. I need her. I love her. She's the love of my life. I need to get her back. So then I started on a path to make my life better. And it is. I told her 3 years, and in 3 years, my life is amazing. In 3 years, I went from not being able to provide for anyone, less myself, to, you know, being able to help when help is needed. And it's a good feeling. It really is. And it was all in pursuit of getting her back, yet again, just like every other time in my life. But just like every other time in my life, as I pursued this very particular goal for her, as I started to realize things, I started having revelations daily at one point that, yeah, I wasn't the best person. I wasn't this great boyfriend I thought. I wasn't a great brother or son. And I decided to change that. And as I started to change those parts of me, I started to look back at what I had with the said love of my life. And I started to realize that she never really appreciated me for me. What we had was great, but as I've met and dated other people now, I'm starting to see that the weird parts of me are stuff that another woman adores, and it's a good feeling. Do I wish that my original plan of her figuring herself out and reconnecting would still happen? Yeah. But it's becoming less of my main motivation, because as I start to think more and more, those feelings start going away more and more. Another factor that goes into it is I have met this woman. She was a little older than I was, had a few kids, but she had been around the world. She was cultured, and yet had great conversations too. I forgot about that, but that was great too. But it was like a glimpse of her in the future. Like, my hopes of her growing with time were kind of shot down because of this woman, because she was like the exact same, but older, had kids, had more experience, but was the same way, which you really disheartened me on the whole idea, because then I realized, well, maybe It's inherently her. Like, that's who she is as a person. People can change, but if she's okay being that way, then there's nothing I can do except find my happiness somewhere else. So that's where I'm at now. She used to be my main motivation. Now that I'm almost there, I'm gonna be backpacking through Europe for most of next year. Maybe I'll find, I've always said I really like British accents. Maybe I'll find my wife out there. Who knows? But as I've gone through this journey, those feelings have started to go away. And now it's becoming more about me. Now, hopefully this time, with all my introspection and bettering myself, the next time I find someone to fall in love with, I can actually work with that person to be better and not work for that person to be better. But I guess we'll see. This is Past Me, signing off.